Blog Talk Radio.
Dating apps at all?
Well, there. I mean, like, I was on the apps.
Right. The local pool of dating from those apps. I meant.
I don't understand the question.
You know, use the app in that location and see who.
Oh yeah, I did use the app. Yeah, but okay. I mean, just some chatting. Nothing. It did not lead to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And again, also, I was also walking around with my friends the whole time, and after walking like 20,000 steps in a day, it's hard to want to, you know. That's
see,
that.
This is
that's
where it would come in handy being the bottom, because then you let the other person do all that work. But you put all the pressure
point.
On yourself. You got to get that out of the way early.
I mean,
in the
but
day,
that's also assuming that being a bottom is no work, Sid. That's
I
bottom
mean, for
erasure.
Some, I'm sure it is. Not any. You just bend over and hang out.
But you also
got to
take it. You got to take it, Sid.
Yeah.
You got to take it, Sid. Take it, Sid.
This is going a direction I didn't expect.
I want to mention that the phone lines are open. If you want to take it, give us a call.
Oh, God. Wow.
Or give it. Let us know which one. 213-WIDENUT. That's 213-943-3688.
Well, we're on the apps, and I wanted to ask you, and this is a little off of Amsterdam, but hopefully we'll just get back to it. But has anyone ever recognized you from Metal Injection on this the app
no.
you used? Not one person said, hey, Rob. But
no.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever recognized anyone that you were like, oh, I've met that person professionally. I didn't know this about them. Or through the podcast.
You'll
or
have to comment.
But please do it.
No.
But whatever.
Wait, what?
We'll save that for the Patreon.
Yeah, that's the Patreon.
Patreon after dark.
LOMOC.
No.
No, stop it. Stop.
Just rearrange those letters.
Shame on you.
Shame on who?
On Sid. You made a cheeky joke there. It's cerebral. Cerebral humor.
For the Scrabble heads out there.
Let's think for a second.
You know, speaking of Darren getting arrested, though, I do want to mention. in that realm, you know how, I don't know if you paid attention, but there is kind of a vibe with the Dutch locals that they're kind of against the weed tourism. They don't like the type of ruckus it attracts.
I think you mentioned that last time you went there.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because the last time I went there, I noticed like a lot of shops closed down and it was way more low key. And now I feel like it's kind of bounced up because there's more shops and it's like nicer shops with better, like there was some very tasty, good weed that I smoked. So, and good vibes all around. But the point I'm making is, so I booked this trip relatively last minute. So I kept meeting up with my friends because initially I couldn't get a room in the same hotel as them. So I finally go to meet up with my friends. First day we're there. Obviously I pass a coffee shop on the way. So I buy some joints. And then the moment I see my friends, naturally, spark up a joint. And then there's like a guy across the way who looks like, I want to say he looks like Varg, basically.
I mean, that's probably like 60% of the population.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it's just he looks like a typical haggard, older Dutch gentleman.
With swastikas all over his
head. Yeah, like I vividly remember, well, no swastika. I did wonder that as well, but then he started talking about the Anne Frank house. And
to who? You know. To you?
Well, I'll get to it.
He's talking
to put you in there?
He was talking about toilet papering it.
So he goes like, oh, is this how you treat the city that you live in? You just light up in the middle of the street? And I just go, yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, well, yeah, you could just do that in your city? And I'm like, yeah, you can. Oh, and where are you from? And I'm like, New York. Oh, I'm sure there are some tough regulations there. And it's like, no, actually, there aren't. I'm like, well, we don't like this here. This isn't what we want. You know, they're, blah, 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 they're children. And it's like, we're in an alley. Like there's no children here. Anyway, so he starts reprimanding. And I'm like, I almost wanted to pull a total, like, tourist, like, you know, like, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? Like, I'm sorry, are you a police officer? Like, back off, bitch. You know, I weigh twice as much as you.
But you know, like, you should have started talking in Russian and just told him you were a Ukrainian refugee and he should be nice to you. You have that. See, you could totally dodge the ugly American thing. You have that in your back pocket, whatever the fuck you need it. And you're with another Ukrainian on the trip.
There were multiple Ukrainians.
Yeah, so you all could have done this.
Yeah, and I do want to say there was a lot of love for Ukraine in Amsterdam and the Netherlands in general. Like, all over the place.
Just that, it's crazy. Do people walk down? People walk down the street freebasing coke in New York City at 3 p.m. Like,
what? Yes. Anyway, somehow, like, as I'm putting out this joint, one of my friends, Marty, ends up striking up a conversation with this guy, and then they end up talking for like ever.
Oh, Marty.
Or to be clear, this guy ends up talking for him. Clearly, he's just like a lonely old man. I just wouldn't shut up and just try to like he kept thinking that we were like college students because he was like, oh, here are these hostels you can stay. I'm like, no, we have hotels. We're good.
By the way, if you want a visual aid to know who Marty is, he's plays Cody Melancholy in our American Idol sketch.
Oh, yes.
And it
That's
was
right.
in a star turn. Oh, cool. That was an amazing role.
And so that was pretty funny. And then one day I was waiting for an Uber, and as I was waiting, you know, naturally I'm like, oh, I'm going to smoke a joint. But, you know, I didn't want to – I was trying to be respectful and not in the middle of the public square. So I went off to the side behind a bar that wasn't even open. I'm smoking this joint, and all of a sudden – I see, I guess I'm assuming the owner of the bar is in the bar, cleaning the bar, and she knocks on the door and is like, excuse me, don't do your drugs outside of my bar, please.
They have really have a hard-on about this drug stuff.
Also, it's like, you're a fucking bar. You're drugs. You are drugs. You peddle drugs. Don't fucking tell me I do drugs while you own a fucking bar. You hear me?
Hey, guys, I like drugs.
Anyway, if you were that barkeep, give us a call, 213-WIDE-NUT, 213-943-3688. I do want to mention the show. We're back. We took a week off because I was out of the country. We air live, typically air live, Saturdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. So if you want to join, we're live on Twitch. twitch.tv/RIPLivecast, on YouTube, search for RIPLivecast. And this week, we're live on Twitter, trying out the Twitter. Typically, we're on Facebook, trying out Twitter this week. So if you go to our Twitter page, you can watch the video stream. And now the streams are free. Very exciting. So let's see what I went for a canal ride in Amsterdam, or actually in Utrecht. I went for a canal ride, which was very romantic. It was me and my friends.
Oh.
And our 19-year-old skipper. No massages. But it was a really nice way to experience the city. I recommend it. When you're in a Netherlands city with a canal, take a canal ride. Spoil yourself. Go for it. It's worth it.
How much was it?
We're not going to talk about that. But it really isn't that bad. It was between five, you know, it was 140 euros for the ride. But it's a private boat. And between the five of us, it was like 90 minutes.
Okay.
It was good. You know, it was fine. It was absolutely worth it. I could have done twice as long because it was
And
so
are
chill.
There any, like, restrictions? Like, if you wanted to just take your meat out and stroke it calmly, would you be allowed to do that, or is that frowned?
I guess they wouldn't stop you, but they, I assume, would rather you not do that.
I mean,
also,
as long as you aim it into the canal.
On the canal and stuff, so... at some point, it's like, people see you, you know?
Just aim it into somebody's plate of herring.
Dinner theater. What if, like, you want to? What if you want to give someone a canal ride during the canal ride?
Mm. What is that even?
I don't know. Not an expert.
If you know what a canal ride is, give us a ring. 213-WIDENUT. 213-943-3688. Did you fall in the canal? Absolutely not. The canal was pretty gross. It was. It did not look like at all swimmable. And you know how I love swimming bodies of water, but did not want to take a dip in the canal.
Were there any swimming sessions? Did you find anywhere to hop in?
No, I did not.
Oh.
Drake or Daddy asks, so what did they do when you took it out, Rob? I didn't take it out!
When he whipped out his schlong, there was an old elderly Amsterdam gentleman who walked by and said, do you take your penis out in New York City?
Like, it scarred me for the whole trip. Anytime we would, like, line up, we were like, oh, shit, he's going to pop up again.
He's like Slender Man. He's just in the background anytime you do anything.
I vividly also remember he had essentially payus. Like, he had a part of his beard, you know, like, kind of from the middle of his ear down to, like, almost the bottom of his chin, and it was, like, a little longer than the rest of his beard, and it curled. And as he was talking, he would, like, caress it.
Oh, my God.
That's the 1979 New York City Strand bookstore facial hair. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was so weird. Dusty Rose Muffler says, that was Dutch Karen. Drake or Daddy says that was the undercover Rebbe sent by Mama Rama. Mama Rama didn't want me to
They have a
do
whole
drugs.
Network. She just reached out to her people in the Netherlands with your coordinates. They showed up to make sure you were doing okay. It's nice. That's how much she loves you. Well, how was the food? Any good food highlights on this trip or nothing?
Well, the big highlight, it would be the Dutch pancakes, which would be crepes, you know. I had a lot of great pancakes, all different kinds. I had savory, sweet. In Netherlands, they're known for their Indonesian food. And
why?
I had
it's so far apart. Like, that doesn't
seem... Oh, well, they colonized it, so...
Oh, cool.
Just, I didn't realize. You know, colonialism.
I thought Indonesia was France. My bad.
Nope. That's what I kind of like. The Dutch are kind of so under the radar compared to, like, the French or the British, but, like, they're right up there and like they did just as much. But they're like the good guys, you know. Like, you know, they don't get the heat.
It's because of the weed. That's why that guy's so stupid. They realized you could whitewash their entire history by just allowing Americans to smoke weed over there. And it worked.
So we went to this, like, family-run Indonesian place. And it was pretty cool because, you know, everything was delivered via dumbwaiter, which is a nice little tiny elevator for food because it was a three-story kind of restaurant, and the kitchen was essentially on the first story. We were, like, on the third floor, so we had a nice view. And the food was incredible. It was just a collection of really good stews with beef and chicken. In all different types of flavors, and then just, you know, a mountain of rice to, like, soak the sauces into. And it was so good. Highly recommend if you've never had Indonesian food. If you like Thai food and Indian food, it's of the same kind of spices and, like, flavor
it's
notes, but it's its own thing.
And whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. But
it's like
but
a
it's
subgenre.
Yeah. It was really, really good. And also we went to, like, an authentic Thai place on the canal, which was really fun. And so it was really weird because we were a party of five, much like the 90s Fox melodrama. But so they were kind of taking us to the back to the larger table. And the table was, like, on a stage. But then when we looked at it, it looked like it was just a table and then, like, pillows. And at first I was like, are they going to make us sit cross-legged to have this food? Mm-hmm. All right, whatever. But then when we got there,
Randy
there
Bly
was a
pushed
hole.
You right off the stage.
No, stop it. There was a hole. There was a hole where the table was for your leg. So it was like you were sitting
underground almost.
Under the stage. Yeah.
You transpired upon the stage.
We definitely transpired upon the stage. But the food, again, was increíble. Mm. So good.
I was going to say don't, because that means at least one of you is a sex offender. But I mixed up my numerical shows because that was Seventh Heaven.
That's right.
Yes.
The Party of Five had a domestic abuser, right?
No. Josh Wolf? Scott Wolf?
The one that was also on Lost.
Didn't he have some kind of Jack?
Yeah. He had some kind of issue after Lost ended, I think.
I did not know that. One iota. Wow.
Matthew Fox.
But anyway, Seventh Heaven was the one that he had, like, he was like a child molester.
Yeah, that's true.
The father on Seventh Heaven. What? I never heard anything about Matthew.
In 2011, Fox was accused of assaulting a female bus driver in Cleveland.
So it was a sexual assault, or he just punched her or something?
I don't see details here.
That's sad.
But also then in 2012, Lost co-star Dominic Monaghan tweeted that Matthew Fox beats women, not isolated incidents.
Whoa. This is totally off my radar. I never heard this. That's crazy. He seems like a dickhead, but yeah, you dismiss that because do you really know these people from their acting? But I got that vibe from him.
He probably had a drinking problem.
That I heard. I heard he was an alcoholic, but I never heard this other stuff. That's crazy.
But yeah. Wait,
so
a signal boost
weeks,
that, Rob.
In the 2 weeks that I've been gone, have you guys, anything eventful happen in your lives?
No, I have a very boring life.
Me too. yeah. I got nothing. This is the eventful thing that happens in my life, and you took it away from me.
Oh.
God damn it, Rob.
I did see Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yes. What'd you think?
Oh.
I literally one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, agreed.
Period. Without exaggeration. Six stars. Dave Meltzer, 6 stars out of 5.
It was so fucking good. Oh, my God.
Breaks the rating scale.
Honestly, I don't even want to talk about it because I feel like for a viewer, the less you know about it, the better it'll be. Because I went in with no expectations. Sid was like, hey, we have an extra ticket. Do you want to go? And I was like, I never heard of this movie. He sent me the trailer. I watched like the first 10 seconds. I'm like, all right, this looks up my alley. I'm going to turn this off, this trailer. I don't need to see this. And I'm so glad I did because the movie blew me away. Mm-hmm. Go see it. That's all we got to say.
Yeah. Fantastic. And also there's nothing you can really say about it. That's like, it's like, it just is a thing. Like, it's like, it's just not even like a movie. It's just not even like a movie. It's like a piece of art.
It's a feast for the senses. It's heart. It's, you know, touching, hilarious. There's action. Mm-hmm. There's like sci-fi.
Yeah, it's like the Matrix meets Rick and Morty meets like, it's ridiculous. It's great.
Didn't I say after we left the theater that that's what the last Matrix movie should have been?
Yeah.
Let's
see. So any other food? I guess that was all the food. I really, really did love Utrecht. What I loved about Utrecht is it was such a chill town. It was way more low key. It made me realize like that all the Netherlands is basically awesome. I could live there. I could hang. And the fruit. Oh my God, guys. I've had the best strawberries. They're strawberries. Our strawberries are a joke here. I'm embarrassed for America because of how good the strawberries were there. I'm serious.
It's just strawberries. It's all right.
No.
It's fine. I'm sure they're good.
No, they're not good. They're fucking great.
How many strawberries did you consume on your trip?
One. Honestly, at least 40.
Jesus Christ.
There were like 3 or 4 days in a row where I had a whole bin of strawberries because they were so good.
Did you have crepes stuffed with strawberries? Did you combine those things?
No, I would just buy a thing of strawberries and eat them in the park. hang out.
I did have an interaction also that I didn't. I just remembered this week. I think it was actually the day we were supposed to do the show. So this is what I was doing instead of the show. I went to the gym, and it was like 12 noon, or something like that. I don't remember what day it was. It was around the time we did the show. But anyway, it was in the afternoon, and I'm there, and I get on a treadmill or an elliptical machine. It's empty. There's like nobody there. There's nobody doing any cardio. A woman gets on the very next one right next to me. There's like 15 elliptical machines. She gets on the one right next to me. I just look at her like, what's wrong with you? I have no mask. I said, I'm going to actually be nice and just not say anything. I just plowed ahead. I'm working out. Like 7 minutes into me using this machine, she just starts hacking up along.
She's
like,
no. And then it turned out you were on an episode of Impractical Jokers.
It had to be something like that. Like, what the fuck? What's wrong with people? It's like there's no virus going around. Like, it's over.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, in Amsterdam, in all of Netherlands, it was over. Nobody wore masks anywhere. It was nice.
It was nice
to be past it. Yeah, we were all collectively were past it.
Did anyone cough right in your face?
Well,
no. Past it, you are then.
I'm right. I'm still negative.
I don't really begrudge people. Like, if I see them walking around the street without a mask, that's one thing. You know, it's hard to catch COVID, like, through the air unless you're right on top of somebody in an open air. That's fine. I still wear it, but I understand people not wearing it. That's fine. But to do it in a gym in a closed space with, like, no ventilation, they can't keep the windows open because people will commit suicide or fall out the window. So it's a closed space. People are aspirating. They're working out. It's
yeah,
like
but everyone has good immune systems. They're at the gym. Everyone's healthy there.
Clearly not this lady.
Yeah. No, this is Planet Fitness.
I don't know.
Which is
entry level
gym people.
Was she foxy at least?
No. She looked like if the girl from The Ring grew up to be an old lady.
Oh, my God.
Also, I find that most gyms have better ventilation in general just because, you know.
I mean, legally,
they probably have to, right?
Keep
that air circulating.
What are you, Madison Cawthorn? Who am I, debating COVID with you now? What's going on here?
He didn't say no.
Did he freeze? What's going on? Oh, his eyes moved. Oh, there he is.
He's trying to figure out who Madison Cawthorn is.
The handicapped guy that's like a MAGA. He's in a wheelchair.
Wait, how do we get to Madison Cawthorn? Hold
I
on,
said,
man.
Who
my,
am I debating COVID
are...
with here? Madison Cawthorn? What's going on? I'll be recapping all the jokes today shortly after.
No, I got a call and it froze my audio for some reason.
Was it your mom?
No, it was some spam.
Oh, you really did freeze. I thought you just, like, literally froze manually.
Manually?
Like, I thought you were just sitting in stock still, staring at this off into space.
That's what I thought.
I saw you blink. So, like, he's frozen, but he's not frozen. No.
The edibles just kicked in. Were there any edibles in Amsterdam, or are you just strictly the smoking?
There were edibles, but I did not consume any edibles.
No.
I was just smoking. I was smoking doobers.
Old school.
So it was a very doobie trip.
Doobie Brothers.
But there was a lot of stuff, a lot of important things that happened in the world while I was away. And I don't know, you know, everyone has an over-the-top service now. CNN, unfortunately, theirs didn't do too hot. But one news service that is still around and does have enough, I guess, subscribers to have original content is a service called Fox Nation, which is Fox News' streaming service. And you get even more Tucker Carlson on there, as if 1 hour a day isn't enough. I believe he has a morning show on there on Fox Nation. And he produces documentaries. And there was one in particular that was making the rounds the last few days, or a few weeks, I should say now, which is called The End of Men.
It's so funny.
The like men are over.
It's like a horror movie to rob.
He has identified the true oppressed victims in America, and it's white men, straight white men. Thank goodness, finally, someone is speaking up for the white men.
I want to play this trailer here because it is the worst gay porn I've ever seen.
Really? Come on, you didn't rub one out?
Oh,
for this?
Wait, no, this is a goof. Hold on, I gotta find another version.
Oh, they made a real, like, they put real gay porn in it, and
oh no, they put YMCA under it.
Let's roll that for a little. Well, we'll roll that second after.
Yeah,
by the way, just to tie those two things you mentioned together, CNN Plus and Tucker Carlson, I read somewhere this, and this is hilarious to me, that Tucker Carlson audience has more Democrats and liberals in it than CNN.
Really?
In 18 to 34, he has more like libs and Dems watching his show than CNN.
Well, is CNN or CNN sense. Plus?
No, CNN and MSNBC it was. Let me see if
I
can
God.
Find it. It's like one demo. It's not overall, but it's like
even
a,
still, that's yeah. ridiculous.
Well, hold on.
Why are people wasting their time?
I'm putting it in our chat here, this article. I have no idea if this is true. This is just what I read in some media site.
This is so crazy. It looks like – okay, here we go. It looks like the trailer was totally scrubbed off of YouTube, but thankfully we have it on Twitter. Good. God bless Twitter, being such a bastion of free speech. Here it is.
In the current year, the cycle continues. Oh no! What is happening?
I want to point out. It's essentially, so for our audio listeners, you see a naked man, his face is blurred, his legs and arms are stretched out, and then it looks like there is some sort of machine radiating onto his crotch.
It looks like he's getting penis cancer from like a 5G cell tower that's like right on his penis.
What the fuck is this?
It's all red, orange red. Oh! Lifting a tire. Strong man competition.
Iron sharpens iron, as they say. And
these are all very, very fit, beefy men.
Men who are tough, men who are resourceful, men who are strong enough to survive.
Okay, drinking raw eggs.
And then they go on to reestablish order, and so the cycle begins again.
It might have been raw eggs. Could have been a cum shake or something.
Oh.
What that was. So these very tough men are in danger. Oh, there was one pulling a cow's teat, milking. I guess nobody milks anymore. Where do we get milk from now?
We have machines that do it.
It's all soy, I guess.
The best part is now it was so silly. Wait, hold on. There's also testicle tanning.
You saw in the clip there.
Well, that's what that was.
If you want to optimize and take it to another level, expose yourself to red light therapy.
Yes.
And the Juve we're using in the documentary.
Juice.
There's a massive amount
which
of
it. Testicle tanning.
It's testicle tanning, but it's also full body red light therapy,
right.
Which has massive amount of benefits. And there's so much data out there that isn't being picked up on or covered.
So obviously half the viewers right now are like, what? That's testicle tanning? That's crazy.
Half?
But my view is, okay, testosterone levels like crash and nobody says anything about it. That's crazy. So why is it crazy to seek solutions?
It's not crazy to seek solutions. And I think I was recently exposed to a term called bromeopathy, and I think there's a lot of people out there right now that
this is like the Richmeister from SNL. Bromeopathy. It seems to
me, Darren, isn't it so fucked up that like here Tucker Carlson in one breath is talking about testosterone therapy and how useful it is, and in another breath is denouncing trans people for using testosterone therapy?
It's all right if you use it as God intended, Rob.
Yeah, exactly.
But so it's not really testicle tanning. It's your whole body, including your testicles. Like, you don't leave your testicles out. You don't go there just to get your testicles.
Well, that guy in the image was just doing his testicles.
They got their
Kid Rock has some questions similar to yours, Darren.
The crazy thing here, hold on for a second. when I saw testicle tanning trending and then I clicked and it was like something about Tucker Carlson, my instant assumption was that like some liberal somewhere mentioned getting their testicles tanned and Tucker Carlson was like, this is what the crazy elites are doing now. Can you right. believe it? But he's actually he's the one advocating for it.
Because it's manly, Sid. That's the entry point. That's the key. It's manly to get your test because it makes you more manly. It increases all the testosterone cells.
Let Tucker explain it to Kid Rock here.
Fox, ladies and gentlemen.
It sounded like he said Fox.
Fox.
You just started it in the middle of the word rock, so it just sounded like you started with
Fox, ladies and gentlemen. Fox, ladies and gentlemen. So our cameraman, Tom Fox, is in your house right now.
He is. Dude, stop. Testicle tanning. Come on. I mean, I was ready to get that
good
a long time.
Open your mind, Bobby.
Open your testicle.
I'm starting a punk rock band, and it's called Testicle Tanning. That's the end of it.
That's not a good name for a band.
No.
Massively successful, but I mean, don't you think at this point, when so many of the therapies, the paths they've told us to take, have turned out to be dead ends that have really hurt people, why wouldn't open-minded people seek new solutions?
I don't know what the hell is going on in this world. I'm not even sure if I understood that question, but some days I just want to stop this planet and let me off. Like,
it's just going in the fuck. First of all, they're both idiots. Because
absolutely, like, hold on. I want to just go back to this question here.
And so many of the therapies, the paths they've told us to take, have turned out to be dead ends that have really hurt people. Why wouldn't open-minded people seek new solutions?
Since when is Tucker Carlson pro open-minded people? His whole show is roasting open-minded people.
Yes. The white nationalist is a big fan of open-minded people. But I think that they're somehow managing to both be wrong. Like Tucker Carlson is like, this is going to refuel the uber male-dominant race. And then Kid Rock is like, ew, testicle, it's just tanning your fucking naked body. Like, it's not that big of a deal. It's somewhere in the middle of these two idiots. Like, it's fine. Go tan your testicles if you want. It's not a big deal. It's not going to make you Superman. But you can have tan testicles if you want. And it's not gross. It's neither gross nor a solution to the world's problems. Just do it if you want to.
That's how I describe our podcast. It's neither gross nor a solution to the world's problems.
That's what Roger Ebert said about it before he died. It's funny. I actually got a clip of Tucker Carlson after he walked out of the testicle tanning booth. Did you guys see this? Here it is.
I'm not gay no more.
Yeah. It worked.
Totally forgot about that.
Get that testosterone injection.
I thought I like women! Women, 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 women!
I guess that's good. We should do a deep dive on him, too.
I think he'd like that.
I think but it's probably outdated now. I think, like, maybe a year after we talked about that, we did find something else on him where he admitted that, like, he was coerced to do that or something like that.
But also, after the first time we talked about him, he, like, DM'd us and like sent naked pictures. Do you remember this, Rob?
Wasn't that someone like claiming to be him? And it wasn't.
Yeah, but it was naked pictures of that guy. So whoever it was,
I don't remember that.
Yes,
I don't remember that. It was definitely that guy.
Please don't send us naked DMs of yourself. I'm saying don't claim to be a person when you do that. Don't claim to be a famous person. Just send them. You know, don't claim to be Mindy Mayer and send us your private. Just, you know, if you're an adult, just send them.
Ladies. You can tell if it's really Mindy Mayer or not, so don't try to trick us.
You don't have to be James Wright, the patty guy. We'll just be yourself.
Patty!
Come on, Patty.
So, Rob, when is your testicle tanning appointment?
I currently do not have a testicle tanning appointment.
Well, did you hear what Tucker Carlson said? He said he doesn't want – he said it makes you into like more manly, and like he makes you, he thinks it's an anti-gay thing. So like, why would Rob do that if he's gay and proud of himself? He should.
Well, maybe. Oh, I guess Rob would willingly do it, but Tucker would want him to do it.
Right. So maybe, don't do what Tucker wants.
Yeah. Maybe tan the gay away.
You just went into a full-blown.
What was that?
Just an ad for this. So this was the original one I wanted to play.
The guy with the javelin for some reason.
What was the same trailer?
These are added in, or this is in the original?
I guess this is the extended trailer.
Oh yeah.
It really. How is this here, man?
I love this. Put your penis in a machine.
That's just such a weird visual.
And get penile cancer today.
It's weird. Like, testosterone replacement therapy, totally fine for 55-year-old men. But trans men, not for you.
Yeah, if the world needs more men, shouldn't he want all the trans men he can get? Because that's more men.
Oh, you aren't YMCAing with me.
But right, it's more men who want to be men. So why would he be against that?
Good questions. Here's the story from The Wrap, Hollywood The Wrap. Surprise! Tucker Carlson draws the most Democratic viewers in key demo, even topping Rachel Maddow.
Oh, I didn't even know that when I first read this, that it was Rachel Maddow, too. I think I found out.
February 1st, this article. In October, the most recent month for which data is available, Carlson's 9 p.m. Eastern program was the top cable news show among Democrats in the advertiser coveted age of 25 to 54.
Do you think he's like, they're hate watching it, or is just like,
yeah.
Or they just trust him? He's like the trusted Republican, or like what? Like this Mitt Romney thing going on, how they all love him, you know?
We've got a comment right now from Voodoo Chaos. It says, trans and gay can have all their rights, but you can't deny that there's a movement against straight men.
What is this movement against straight men?
Call in Voodoo Chaos.
Wait,
yeah, let us
looking
know.
Looking at his avatar, is that Prison Planet dude? Is he a fan of the live cast somehow?
Looks like
no.
Seth Rollins a little bit.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I mean, I know who you're talking about, but
yeah.
I don't see the relation.
Okay.
Oh, Paul Watson, that guy?
There you go.
What is the movement against straight men, Voodoo Chaos? What does that mean? You need to elaborate.
We'll air you.
Howard's...
And we won't dunk on you. Like,
we have a phone number,
yeah,
Voodoo Chaos, if you want to call in and school us.
213-943-3688.
We may vigorously disagree, but we will not put you on the phone to ridicule you or anything.
We'll let you do that to yourself.
Oh. We want him to call us.
That's true.
So, yeah, it looks like that's... And 70% of all Republican viewers watch, and 30% watch CNN and MSNBC. So I wonder if that's the opposite thing, where like there's some Republicans that are embarrassed by Carlson.
I don't think so.
Demo age viewers surveyed who identified as Democrats, 39% chose Fox News, 31% chose MSNBC, and 30% chose CNN for programming from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. See, the problem there is you shouldn't be choosing any of those networks. They're all terrible.
It's good. There's actual good TV on. Just watch that.
Yeah. You know, a bunch of stuff just came back. Better Call Saul. Mm-hmm. Barry comes out tomorrow.
Oh, Better Call Saul's back?
Yeah. They've released 2 episodes already.
It's great.
Oh.
I only watched the first one, then I fell asleep. So,
yeah, so much to catch up on. That, Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. You see the Russian doll came out?
Oh, yeah. I watched the first one and half of the second one. I was on a treadmill. And
even crazier than the first season.
I haven't even watched the first season.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's so good. And you're Russian.
Yeah. And the new season's got, like, lots of old New York awesomeness in it.
Mm. I was just gonna say, and also the first one really had that too, but the second one it's ramped up. But Natasha Lyonne is just great. She's just like it's like watching something made in the 70s. Her accent, and she has that whole New York, like fuck you, I'm a New Yorker kind of sensibility to that you don't really see. Like, I feel like even though that still exists, when you watch New York on television and movies now, it's like everything is like Sex in the City-fied, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's like that side of New York, which also
the grittier side.
Yeah, exactly.
Voodoo Chaos has another statement.
I just wanted to say first, I miss the old TV New York.
Yes, 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 yes.
So let's see. He says, I work in mid-level corporate, and everything's been about diversity, women's empowerment, black rights, trans, LGBTQ, trans twice, Earth Day, but not one single day to celebrate men nor fathers.
I would say that those things just by default are celebrated.
Yeah, that's like every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not that those things aren't worthy of being celebrated, but I just think that those things
also,
are
also, isn't there? There is a day to celebrate fathers.
Yeah, it's
called Father's Day.
But not in mid-level corporate, Rob. They don't work on Sundays, so they completely ignore it. Black rights, trans, LGBTQ, trans again, and Earth Day are all on weekdays.
And also, there is International Men's Day, which is on Saturday. It's on November 19th this year.
But his company doesn't celebrate that, Rob, is the problem.
I guess, see, that's another Saturday, another day where there's no work.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, April, what more manly holiday? The whole month is IBS Awareness Month. What is more celebratory of straight white men than IBS Awareness Month?
Women and people of color get IBS. That's not true.
Voodoo Chaos elaborates, they don't celebrate that. Who is they and what is that?
Well, I think what he's saying is there's not as much special attention put aside to that, to
for
like
Father's Day.
No. In general, I understand what he's saying. I disagree with it, but I think like they have dedicated days for like minorities, but that's because they need to like raise awareness that they're actually people, because there's like people who are bigoted against them. So it's like, let's just celebrate this and raise awareness for people who might be good people, but they just don't know any Jews or they don't know any trans people. Like, we've done that for Jews with this show, I feel like, you know, that these are just human beings. And that's for them to get up the boost, to get up to the same level of equality, there needs to be attention put on them. So I think that's a good thing. It doesn't mean we hate fathers or hate men or straight people. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing just fine.
Yeah. Clearly he feels a little aggrieved.
Yeah. But I mean,
you
I
have a job in mid-level corporate. You're all right. You
yeah.
Nice benefits.
The problem is you work for corporate for Kotex. Like, it's a woman-focused company. That was your choice. Take that gig, Voodoo Chaos.
Yeah, targeting men in that business doesn't seem like a good, viable strategy.
Yeah. Why don't you see if, like, Old Spice is hiring?
Yeah.
Dude Wipes. There's plenty of companies that will celebrate you. Untuck It.
Testicle tanning.
Yes.
However,
maybe you get the corporate discount. Feel better about yourself.
I'm trying to be, like, reasonable and say I do understand where that grievance comes from. Like, I feel like when you're in I think all three of us, to some degree or another, Rob less than Sid and I, but we're all in like power, you know, like we're white guys. Rob is LGBT, so he has obviously that minority group, but like I understand what it is to be like, you feel like you're the default position, and then like these other types of groups are now getting more attention. I understand the like tendency to be like, what the hell's going on, and feel sort of under siege. Like, I understand that, but you got to fight that. Like, that's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. You are not being oppressed. You're just opening the door to other people to be on the same footing as you in the future.
Yeah, other people like, getting more rights doesn't necessarily mean you're losing rights.
Exactly.
But
people are catching up.
I tend to try to not, if like a guy is like, this is just asking questions. He's not in here using the F slur. You know, he's not like, you know, trans people aren't people. Like, I feel like it's a valid question to ask when you're not exposed to this stuff. So I don't feel like this is the kind of person I would try to dunk on. If he was in here being a bigot, I would say, like, no, get the fuck out of here. But
yeah.
I feel like asking this question is reasonable, and those kind of people have to be sort of led into, like, what actually is happening with this stuff.
Yeah. So let us know, Boom Chaos. And, of course, the phone lines are open, 213-WIDENOUT. That's 213-943-3688. And if you're listening to the archive and you have a comment, you could always email us, ripalivecast@gmail.com. And, of course, we will read it after. You can also send us a voice memo there. And we'll play it on the show. It's exciting. Different ways you could interact with us. Technology is wild, y'all. It's very wild. It's very wild. Sound like Bill Clinton.
Right. That was very good Bill Clinton, I have to say.
Very wild. Wild, wild stuff.
Dusty Rhodes muffler misses the old Father's Day.
I'm getting my testicle tan right now. It's just baby.
Oh, my God.
Testicle tanning.
You know he does that.
Makes me more of a man. I feel 67 again.
How do you mean 69?
No, that would be low-hanging fruit.
Like my testicles.
I don't go for the easy joke.
This goes for the easy ladies.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a different story. He's so Zikrachana right now. Have you seen him? He looks
what?
Like a...
Excuse
he's
me.
What?
Zikrachana.
God bless you.
Zikrachana is a Yiddish word for like falling apart, decrepit. He's all Zikrachana. He can't walk, can't move, talk. Looks like a
Let's
ghost,
see.
Like a frail ghost.
Still eat pussy, though.
You think? I don't know. I think the desire is there to eat pussy. I don't know if his mandibular jaw could fucking take, probably fall out of the woman's vagina.
Oh, my God.
It'd just be like the mummy. You know,
a little... denture falls into her.
I'm sure he still
if
wants
you
want to
lead
pussy.
Something. Start by saying.
So I'm trying to find like a nice clip of him. Here's him
a
on
nice
Masterclass.
If you want to
just...
lead something. Start by saying, this is what I care about. This is what I want to do and why I think you should care about it and you should want to help.
Oh, Jimmy Carter. That's after they had the funeral director come in and dress up his body.
Yeah. Well, Rob, he lost a lot of weight. He's vegan now.
If you want a better video, you should just go to Google Earth and zoom in on Epstein Island. And
yeah.
He still has the keys, even though Epstein's gone.
Somebody's got to watch the place.
Now, come on.
Just doing a little dusting.
He was in New York this week, wasn't he? Him and Eric Adams had some kind of like global warming initiative thing they were doing.
Mm.
I saw some headlines.
I was trying to find. Oh, whatever. Anyway. Fuck the Bill Clinton.
Fuck the tomato.
Oh.
Good grief. What'd you eat?
That's what he sounds like after he's finished eating pussy.
That was delicious.
That nice little belch.
Tastes like Indonesian food.
Oh, my God.
What? No.
That's allowed. Why not?
You know, Indonesian pussy is like the same spices as Thai food. It's just the same subgenre.
Well, basil sauce down there? Why not? Sautéed sweet and sour situation?
Bill Clinton,
the time of the month?
He was eating some pussy in Amsterdam, and a large 6'7" gentleman came. Would you do this on the street? When you were in Arkansas, yes, Little Rock. Why, yes, I would.
That's what got him elected. Some people kiss babies. Some people just eat all the constituents' pussies.
Not Hillary, though.
No.
Most certainly not.
Like a steel trap.
I'm sure he did it a couple times at least.
Yeah,
early
in the old
on.
Days.
One.
Yeah. I will stand by this. I think she was a very attractive woman in her youth.
Sure.
Her morality and politics aside that are repulsive just physically. She's a very beautiful young lady. Now she looks like death warmed over, but
no,
a lifetime
that's
of
what she is, yeah.
Lifetime of genocide and austerity does that to your face.
That's a good tour. That'd be a good metal tour.
Dude, they're very attractive.
I don't know.
Very, very attractive couple. He's a good-looking man as a young man.
Look at Darren. He's a good-looking man. I don't say he's a fucking...
Is she attractive here, or this is already past it?
Her hairstyle in that era, I thought, was very unattractive, but she's still, like, vibrant, like, young-looking face and all that.
I feel like that was a very unattractive era in general, like the early 90s, late 80s.
Agreed.
Like, everybody
Agreed.
Looked bad.
Is she attractive here?
Yeah,
the Janis Joplin
she is
type.
Attractive. I don't like the hairstyle again, but she's
fucking
she's a good looking woman.
Bill looks like the Unabomber in that fucking picture.
That one right there, the one you had in the Google preview, that one. What that's like that hairstyle, I feel like.
She in her youth, she looked like Gloria Steinem's friend that would go out with you. Basically, that like was a little bit more down to earth.
That's a good episode title. Probably too long. Gloria Steinem's friend that would go out with you.
Well, Dusty Rhodes. Bill Clinton looking like a shit Paul Orndorff took.
That's accurate. He was kind of, even as young, like young Bill Clinton looks like young Paul Orndorff, I would say. Somewhat.
They're both pretty wonderful.
They're not dead ringers, but they could be cousins. They could be like cousins.
Maybe Paul Orndorff is like alpha Roger Clinton. Whoa.
You know what? Old Paul Orndorff looks more like old Bill Clinton than the young version look like each other.
Mm.
Oh, man, look at how yoked the both of them look.
By yoked, you mean loaded up with poison.
Yeah.
Dusty Rhodes Muffler says, I'd smash Paul Orndorff or,
I think
or Hillary.
All right.
Maybe
no, I think Hillary.
Would you smash Paul Orndorff, though?
Now?
What do you mean smash him with a double axe?
Dead.
Or
axe of respect.
Smash him with an atomic drop. Oh. He'd take it and sell it really good, too, even as a corpse. He's just a pro.
Let's quickly check in with our good friend Dave Mustaine.
Oh. I'd fuck Hillary.
He's they're on tour. Megadeth's back on tour now, which means stage banter from Dave.
This is in Tucson. Was Noah at this show?
I'm not sure. She did mention such a thing.
Wow.
Oh man. I feel like a pig.
I want to thank you guys so much for being here. You wake up in the morning and you have your job and go to work and you wonder if you make any difference in the world.
You don't.
And all of us, we go to work, right? We've all got jobs, most of us, and we go to work and we wonder, do we make a difference?
Said positive or negative.
They didn't pay to listen to your fucking sorry ass, he said.
Jeez, wasn't he starting off like trying to relate to them?
Yeah, right.
So we all go to work and work hard. And at the end of the day, we go home and we think, did we make a difference? And I want you guys to know you make a difference.
Dusty asked whether this is his suicide note.
Yeah.
That was a tout le monde.
I also want you guys to
never follow through with it.
I've lived through a lot of different eras in the United States and all seen different things. And one thing that makes me the most proud of everything here
play a fucking song.
Is you guys, the way that you are handling yourselves and the way that as the metal community, you know, there's a lot of people that go out there and they say things.
Henry Rollins spoken word play. What did I buy a ticket?
And I want you guys.
What is he even talking about? Who's embarrassing themselves? Like, what is he even?
Who the fuck knows?
Is there a rest of the band? It looks like it's only him and amps on stage.
They all had
right.
to take a shit at the same
time. Is that what it is?
Couldn't be
like everybody else ate Italian food at Nick Menza's house, so they're all having diarrhea.
I warned them. You didn't listen.
Nice to know how proud I am.
Don't eat that Shvilya Del at the Menza
house.
When
I went to the White House.
Wait, say that again?
Don't eat that Shvilya Del at the Menza house.
You. When I went up to the White House, I was so proud to be able to go and say, fuck you.
Who's we? Who did you say fuck you?
The Capitol riot he's talking about. He wore a John Schaefer mask.
That's, oh, son of a bitch.
They would have got away with it, too. Those few middling kids.
It's like if Shaggy was the villain.
Like, hey, Scoob!
By the way, when I went into the White House, I went into the one, whatever the fuck it's called, the White House bathroom, and I peed on the floor. I had to.
Whatever you call the White House bathroom, it's called the White House bathroom.
Yeah.
What else would you call it?
Also, he had to pee on the floor.
He's such a rebel. He's such a punk rocker at heart.
Isn't it also, wasn't he just talking about how, like, we metal, like, what a great representation of metalheads, you know, like, what? So consistent. I want to look it up. Did you hear someone say that?
Oh, no.
Oh, right.
That was Noah. So she loves the crowd.
I had to.
Yeah, was... If I was there, I would have looked it up.
Oh.
That's Megadeth, though. That's metal. Mega kink.
He says he did it on purpose, but really it's that his dick is so small it didn't reach the urinal. He just got it all over his pants on the floor.
They call him Peanut because his dick is so small he pees on his nuts.
I had to. No, literally, I had to. I couldn't hold it until I got to the urinal.
Oh, that's what he's saying. He's saying he has bladder control issues. I have bladder control.
We're talking about sex. Talking about pee-pee.
We're talking about how the cover of Wake Up Dead that they did is number one.
What's number one? What he did in the White House bathroom. What a Willy. What did he say, though? She's mumbling.
The Lamb of God cover of Wake Up Dead is number one, I believe, on rock radio.
Oh, really? I didn't know it had that much play. I was going to say, was it like number one on his YouTube list? Like favorites? I didn't realize that was
the Lamb of God or the new wave like the next big four.
They're the next big four. They're like the new 40 years old.
Yeah, they've been around for like over 20 years now. Like,
they formed like 7 years after Megadeth.
If there ever was a person that needed to be pushed off a stage, it's this man in this video we're watching now. Speaking of Lamb of God, where are you?
Sid, that was just stage one. They're just trying to get close. That's why they did the song.
American metal that we should be proud of.
You got to get on the inside. Sure.
Go out and play. You work so hard to get up on stage and do the things that you need to do. So I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm going to play this next song and...
We got to play that Oscar music while he's fine.
Oh, my God.
Da-da-da-da.
What is that music? I'm not playing that. Where's that coming from?
So another thing I love is that his management has got him to go on TikTok.
Oh, boy.
Whoa!
I legit jump scared when I saw his face. Not even kidding. Like, I jumped back.
He's at Whole Foods, and this is amazing. Let's watch this.
Oh. I am at Whole Foods right now looking for a soft toothbrush. Well, I'll tell you, it's time you wish you had your family here to help you. Plus, I can't see without my freaking glasses.
Bifocals.
So we can end up with, like, a wire brush. I am at Whole Foods right now looking for a soft toothbrush.
You imagine,
toothbrush.
Like, you're on TikTok, yeah, you're, like, just browsing videos, and there's all these, like, 21, 19-year-old people making videos, and then you see this fucking corpse. He's, like, 62, and he looks like 97 by comparison.
And, like, the soft toothbrush. Clearly he's posting this directly, because imagine him sending this to management and be like, yeah, I think this is great. We should show this. I'm here in Whole Foods talking about how I can't find a fucking soft brush because I don't have my glasses. What the fuck?
What aisle is the stool softener in?
All right,
I need to move my bowels. You know.
And that one has 775,000
views. Jesus Christ.
That's the number one. Oh, it's kind of normal there. Well, this is before the show.
Answers have nothing to do with today's questions. Yesterday's answers have nothing to do with today's questions.
What is he, like a fucking help advice
Roddy Piper
now? He's like big time Tommy.
That's the old school way.
Hey, Dave here, and I'm with my family, and we are munching out and getting ready to have our last dinner together before I head out on tour. So I'll see you tomorrow.
In life, you learn the lesson, then you take your class. That's the old school way.
Take it easy.
Take it easy.
He's only following three people on TikTok. I wonder who they are.
Can we see that? Himself, Megadeth, and Bullet 45, whatever that fucking stupid band
and his
was.
Daughter.
What was that band called? I always forget that. 45. 45, something 45 that he had that wasn't Megadeth. What's the name of his side project? Rob doesn't even know.
Some 41?
MV45.
MV, right. At Seventh Heaven, that's what he was in. He wore a mask. He got that guy in trouble. He didn't really do anything.
I believe it.
Let's see what I'm saying. And then meanwhile, in other old rocker guy news, Jon Bon Jovi. Remember this guy, Jon Bon Jovi?
Yeah. Jon Bon Jovi.
Jon Bon Jovi could not remember the words to his own video.
They pulled the video.
Oh. Really wanted to have my ears assaulted. You may find it somewhere else. Mirror sites.
Yeah, let me see.
Like Vimeo might have it still.
Yeah.
Check Richie Sambora's Twitter. He probably shares that shit all the time.
Search totally not Richie Sambora Twitter.
Tico Torres. Is Tico on TikTok?
He's a friend of the show, Tico Torres.
That's right. You met him.
I interviewed him.
I still think about that sometimes, how bummed out that guy was when you made that joke. You ruined his day. Oh, Nam.
And 12 years ago.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
2010. Now I'm bummed out. I wonder what he looks like now. He was already kind of Zakrachana himself.
Let's see.
Have I introduced that word into your vocabulary?
Tico Torres is 68 years old.
Oh. Oh, so he was only mid-50s then? That's a hard life.
I guess so.
Hard living.
Wonder if he's got
All right, here's another, like, much shittier view. Oh, hold on, let's see this. Okay, this is better. Can you hear it?
No.
Oh, no, you cannot hear it. Hold on. Here we go.
Where's my lighter?
Wow.
Oh no. We should get back home right now and get my money back to the show. Oh no,
Jesus.
What happened?
Wait.
Jared's punching him. Can we go back to that part?
Yeah.
Steel higher.
Steel higher.
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
It's like somebody like crammed a dick in his mouth real quick and gagged him a little bit.
Jon Bon Jovi featuring Gag Factor. Straight up.
Woo! I guess we know that it's dead now. It's definitely not alive.
Dying gross. This is like straight up chicken. How do you think?
Drake or Daddy, he says this will never get copyright strikes because it sounds nothing like the original.
Yep. You're right.
Oh my God.
Jonas Otis Everdays.
Vince Neil, I'd like to make a direct apology to you and everything we've ever said about you on the show. We found a new rock bottom.
I'd like to say that that does not apply to me, only to Sid. I will still hold it against him and John Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi.
Is he still nailing the back? That is rough.
Let's get past the solo. Oh my God. Yeah,
let's get back to the good part.
Eddie Vedder-ing it.
Yeah. Well, he's got to go into that little wrench stick. He can't go up anymore.
Look at
this sold-out show of disappointed fans. Like,
and this is the New Jersey show, right? Oh, no, North Carolina. Sorry.
Same thing.
Because he's wearing the New Jersey versus everyone show. Like, why would North Carolina give a fuck about that? Like, wear that in home now or something.
The jersey of the Mid-Atlantic states.
So, wow. Jamie D'Asta shared another day.
Oh.
The next show, they had a Greenville. Right in
wow, front. Jamie D'Asta shitting on fellow rock front men?
What a worm. How dare you? Let's hear Jamie Jackson.
Just being honest.
And John Bon Jovi wearing the same New Jersey versus everyone shirt?
Maybe that's his brand. That's
I guess so.
And he's wearing like a Ted Koppel mask too. What's going on?
No, that's him.
Oh. I like the spirit of the shirt because versus New Jersey is also part of everyone. So it's admitting that we even hate ourselves. We're even against our own state.
Mm-hmm.
We're part of the everyone that we are versus.
No. Well, wouldn't you hate yourself if you're in Jersey?
Yes.
See, I was
better than the first one.
I was kind of willing to say it was like an isolated incident, but this seems like he just can't sing anymore.
Wait, here we go.
Oh boy.
Oh my God, again! What is happening?
I think I know. I'll wait till he's done. I have an analysis of this.
Is it a stroke? Is that the analysis?
Yes.
No.
It could be. It's up there. I have another thought.
Fuck.
This is a really great song.
Sure.
Like,
he's a great singer. These guys get old. They can't do it anymore.
Yeah,
like, I don't get why does he have to go on tour? Money.
Yeah. Oh, he's trying so hard. You can tell he's embarrassed. He's doing that. He's covering his face with his hands thing, you know? Oh, John.
John, you should do a little bit more thinking and a little bit less singing.
Yeah, just think the lyrics. We'll be fine with that.
The sad thing is the steel horse now is an ambulance. It used to be a tour bus. Now it's a hot Sola.
So here's my theory. When he gets to the hard part, right, and I know this from singing, and I don't have a great voice, and I find myself doing the same thing. Like, I have an okay enough voice for, like, the easier parodies that we do and stuff, but, like, when I have to sing a hard part, I do what he just did. I noticed that he, like, you go up, you realize midstream you can't do it, and you kind of take it down a little bit, and then you're concentrating on that, so you lose the control of the syllabic content. So you start going, I've done that.
It's like Wile E. Coyote running off the cliff, and he doesn't realize it until he's halfway over the chasm.
Yeah, 100%. So, like, now he's doing – so instead of normal singing where you have the pipes and you're just you're just focused on that, now you're trying to juggle. You're plate spinning.
And so then he's also got a guitar on top of that. It's just too much for an old man.
Right. So he should either lower the register, which he's too prideful to do, I'm sure, or just don't play the songs that are harder. Or use a backing track.
Lip sync that one, whatever. Nobody's going to be furious that they went to a fucking almost 70-year-old rock band concert and there was some lip syncing. Like,
great.
What do you expect? Come on.
You don't even have to lip sync. He can sing along with a track and then it's not so noticeable. Like, Britney Spears did that when I saw her live. She was singing, but it was also playing the original track and it's fine. There to hear the hits, you know, and see the guy.
Clearly, at least from the backing vocals, it sounds like Richie Sambora still has more of a voice than John. So sing it together.
Richie Sambora, by the way, is not in the band.
He isn't?
Some guy.
No, he left like a while ago.
Oh, so whoever's doing the backing vocals now that sounded exactly like Richie Sambora, just sing it with him. It doesn't have to just be John fucking humiliating himself.
And he can go down, like at that part where it goes up, and harmonize. And it's totally fine.
Maybe after this social media backlash, they will figure something out.
Drake or Daddy said the steel horse rusted.
It fucking did.
Can't ride it anymore.
Oy. That is rough. I used to love that band so much when I was a little kid. God.
Mm-hmm. That was my first concert, 13 years old. Yeah. I told this story on the air. I took a girl there. I mean, my mother drove us because I was 13. But I went with the girl and another guy, two other people, and she was like all up on one of the other two guys that whole time. Like, and when I say that, I mean we're all junior high kids.
Yeah.
So like, she wasn't up on him making out with him or anything, but like, she paid way more attention to that guy. And I was like the third wheel, and I got the tickets. My mother got the tickets. I was just trying to impress her so hard. We were in like that shot you saw of the first clip where they're all the way up, we were like three times farther than that. And I said to her, I'm so sorry. Like, she's like, oh, I'm just so happy to be breathing the same air as John Bon Jovi. Oh, that made me feel good. But then she just didn't hardly talk to me.
And then she grew up to be Debbie Mazar.
I actually did. I saw her like a few years ago on Facebook. And like,
Debbie Mazar or your girl?
No, my girl. This
did
girl.
Did she end up having kids with that guy?
No, I actually brought up that concert. She's like, oh, my God, I didn't mean to do that to you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you mentioned that she...
I mentioned it jokingly. I mentioned it. We were just having a long discussion.
Wow, Darren. Talk about holding a grudge. I thought you held a grudge about getting arrested.
I didn't hold a grudge. I was so nice. I was so nice. I was like, we had a long discussion about a lot of stuff, and then I was like reminiscing of different things, and that was one of them.
You know what would be the perfect fucking revenge?
What?
You reach out to her now and be like, I'd like to make it right by taking you to another Bon Jovi concert. Let's go. And then subject her to what we just listened to.
Yeah.
Like, take that. Your hero is a shell of his former self. How do you feel now?
That's a great
Every
plan.
Every air you breathe in the same room as him is stealing oxygen from him. He's going to die sooner.
There's just one little hitch we have to hammer out, and that's that I have to now listen to Bon Jovi for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But other than that, I love it.
God. Wow.
Wonderful.
Well, I remember when we talked about that the first time. There was like a half hour of riffing that we all did about that concert. Like, the guy's taking her home, and like, they both lost their virginity or whatever. That was great. I have to try to find that. It was very funny.
I do admit, as I was making that Debbie Mazar joke just now, I was questioning whether I made it the first time as well. It sounds like something I would say.
That happens so much when I listen to old clips. Mm-hmm. I formulate a joke, and then like 10 years ago, me says the exact same thing.
Same.
So scary.
Same.
I guess that's good. It's like working
out,
but... Or hack. Either way.
Your joke might be hack, Rob. I don't know.
I'm a part of that for sure. I'm the same exact way.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I will speak for myself and the rest of the RIPL Live guests when I mention our Patreon. If you need a little more laughs in your life and would like to support the show, join our Patreon. $5 a month gets you 2 bonus episodes every month. Plus, you get a fancy column from Sid where he recommends shows for you to watch every week. It's nice. It's nice. And we actually just posted a new episode to our Patreon while I was away during the break. And we did a roundtable discussion in video and audio form of the new Netflix movie, Netflix movie, Metal Lords. The movie is like a metal teen rom-com written by one of the co-series runners of Game of Thrones. And the soundtrack was Tom Morello helped with it, and he actually wrote a song. The song at the end of the movie was actually written by Tom Morello, which was a very good song.
By the way, the Netflix is the company that tans your testicles. They just put a big net all over your.
I thought it was Testflex.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was Netflix.
Also, this month we had a new edition of the RIP Livecast Meme Hall of Fame, where we inducted Mindy Meyer, the great New York State Senate hopeful.
Mindy Meyer.
I miss the old New York trifecta of music video and Vinnie Stigma and the clips. And Patty! This is another really, really fun episode. Tons of stuff in the archives as well. Patreon.com/RIPLivecast. We have watch-alongs of movies like Decline of Western Civilization. We do Judge Steve Harvey, The Fanatic, which is the Fred Durst movie starring John Travolta, which was terrible. But we had a great time riffing on it.
Kiss Phantom in the Park.
Yeah.
And there's some older stuff, too. Like we do some Hulk Hogan movies. We do a Danzig movie. We got to do the new Danzig movie, by the way.
Is that out? Is that
yet. I'm not sure yet. But we got the old one in there. So patreon.com/RIPLivecast. I also want to talk about our playlist, RIPLivecast Music Break. Every week, we drop a few jams for you to enjoy. And you can listen to them. Just do search RIPLivecast on Spotify. First playlist that comes up. It's the RIPLivecast Music Break. And we have 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Of stuff to talk about. I'll talk about my 2 songs. The first song I picked, the song at the top of the playlist is Frizzle Fry by Primus. I've been on a bit of a Primus kick this week. They showed up in my shuffle, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I love Primus. And I started listening back to all the stuff. It's always fun to revisit a lifelong favorite that you haven't really dedicated any time to and be reminded of their greatness, and that's what happened to me in Primus. And then the other one is 1,000 Homo DJs with their fantastic, I would say, cover of the Black Sabbath classic Supernaut with Trent Reznor on vocals. Nine Inch Nails is my jam. They're my favorite band.
Is fantastic my catchphrase or something?
Well, I like the way you say like fantastic. Fantastic.
I got an album self-conscious about it, to think about it.
Fantastic. And so I was just listening to like Nine Inch Nails playlist on Spotify, and this came up, and I was like, oh, shit. I didn't realize this is Trent Reznor on vocals, so that was exciting. So those are my 2 picks. Sid, what about you?
Last week I picked Reignition by Bad Brains, just because it's never a bad.
Is that an R. Kelly cover?
No. Oh, my God. I think R. Kelly covered them with his song, if anything.
Oh, okay.
For the timelines to make sense. I would hear that, though. I would hear, like, I would listen to an entire Bad Brains album covering R. Kelly songs. I would not listen to an R. Kelly album covering Bad Brains songs because I don't want to support R. Kelly that way. But if the Bad Brains were to take his music and co-opt it, I'd be okay with that.
He would still be getting some royalties from it, though.
But does he still stay in jail?
Yeah.
So then that's fine. I don't care. He could be as rich as he wants as long as he's still in prison.
Okay.
And then for this week, I picked Backwater by the Meat Puppets, which is a great song. It was their only MTV hit of their entire career. And it's a song I swear I probably haven't heard it in 15 years, actually listened to the song. But the riff from it pops into my head, I'd say, on a weekly basis anyway. It's just like one of those super catchy, one-hit wondery type songs that just is always swirling around in my brain. And it's a great one. And then you could go back and listen to their trippy SST Records releases that Nirvana covered for their Unplugged and were also great, if you want. Those were my two.
And Derinsky?
Well, last week I played Sepultura, which, by the way, was also, this song was probably their only MTV hit, which was Territory. It was the lead single from, which album was that from, Rob? What'd you say?
KSAD.
Yeah, that was like their lead single from that album. And that was like probably, Sepultura had been around already, but that was like, I never really got into Sepultura until I heard that song. And then I went back and listened to their entire catalog and really liked Sepultura. Just for some reason, they just fell through the cracks of me not, even though I was a big metalhead, I just was never like, oh yeah, they're all right, you know. But that song kind of hooked me on Sepultura.
I would say like Refuse Resist is probably their big MTV hit. That got over like Roots Bloody Roots. That got tons of play.
All I know is I never saw them on MTV except in like, I don't know, whatever the, whoever the, was it still Ricky Rackman then? I don't know. But I remember that, watching that show and that, and Territory came on. So I really loved that song and it just happened to come across my different internet activities. So I was like, oh, this is a great song. I should put this on the theme. This week I played Soundgarden covering a Cheech and Chong song, which they played live basically at every show for years, called Earache My Eye. It's from Up in Smoke. Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke. I love Soundgarden and I love Cheech and Chong. So it's like a nice crossover of two things that I really love dearly.
Lovely. All right, well, that's our show.
Before we go, I'd just like to say this week RIP stands for Rob Injected Paul Orndorff.
What?
Who knew?
No comment. We'll see you next week, everybody. Bye.
And shout outs. We got shout outs.
Oh, that's right.
I was going to say.
Bye.
That means it's just me and Sid stay on and just do it.
Yeah. I'm going to do them as Bill Clinton. If you want a shout out, you got to be a top Livecast fan of the week. To do that, you hit up our Patreon, patreon.com/RIPLivecast. And you donate at the $10 tier, which gets you everything at the $5 tier, plus $5 more. And I would like to just say, I did not have sexual relations with Eric or with Benjamin or with El Duderito. And no, Dan R., I did not inhale. Sam, I am. I wear boxers and briefs. Mindy May's Kipper. You know, I had a good kipper myself when I lived in New York. Jander and Chasseur Sassoussitz, they were definitely on the Epstein plane with me. Wait, I'm losing the accent. Hold on. I'm Bill Clinton. I did not. All right. Then we got cattle decaf. I like me some decaf because I can't have too much espresso.
Transpire upon the Clintons.
Transpire upon the Dallas and Rob Vampiro to say Hugo likes tacos and, you know, Papa Bill loves tacos too. If you know what I mean.
Lost my denture again.
And I got to give a big. Now I am doing Phyllis Avo.
Same voice. They're both from like the same region of the country. It's the same voice.
Gotta say hi to Lando Dangs and LaCroix. And I want to say Corey and Scott H. Say your prayers and eat your vitamins.
Now he's Hulk
and
Hogan.
Doug Pigman, who are you? Douglas Levison, who are you? I'm Bill Clinton. And I want to say, hey, guys, it's Josh.
I think that's your best impression of a real person that you've ever done on this show. That's
really? Better than Archie?
Yeah, I like the no impression the most.
I think this is better, like a, like of a real living.
For accuracy, like a, yes.
Yeah. All right, I'll take it.
Just accuracy. Right.
Yeah.
That's our show, folks. Thank you. We love you. We kiss you. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye. All right, that was great.
Yeah.
I laughed my ass off that episode.
All right.
I'm thinking we go back to the Facebook instead of the Twitter next week.
Yeah, it didn't.
Because at least with Facebook, we'd get some comments and stuff. We didn't get anything off of Twitter.
Wait, you didn't put it on Facebook, though? I thought you just...
Yeah, we could only do three services. So Twitch, YouTube, and then instead of Facebook, I do Twitter. Yeah, next week I'll do Facebook again.
Wait, what do you mean you can only do three? Like, why? What does that mean?
For the live stream, I guess. Like, this StreamYard only lets you do it to three platforms.
Oh,
yeah,
you're just doing it.
Tier.
I don't. So you can't just post it, take a clip and post it on. Oh, you mean
after
like,
the fact, but just while we're live.
While
oh,
we're live.
I thought you were talking about posting the clips.
No.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
All right, so I'll be all ready right. to reconvene whenever you guys are.
Yeah, I'll send the link and then I'm going to need like a little bit to post it, but let's aim for like two. I think
okay.
Two
and
I'll
we'll need to come up with an intro for that, but that'll take us 2 minutes.
Yeah. So you guys could work on that while I set the episode up. All righty.
Bye-bye.